You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Logan must be stopped. Logan Paul must be stopped. I know I can't be the only one that thinks this, but it really bothers me when I see Logan Paul be very arrogant and cocky about his boxing skills, but has not won a fight and has not looked well in a fight. I mean, like, yeah, he looked well against Mayweather, but if you look at points, he didn't win. And if it were a real fight, he would have for sure lost. And it looks like he really is going to have to secure someone who he can beat in order to actually secure a win. Because his professional record, if he just gets one win, he honestly has a good enough record to just retire. Because he has 1-1-1. But one of my pet peeves is how he boxes. And he doesn't like he always talks about, oh, I'm so good. And then he doesn't deliver in the ring. Or at least he delivers terribly in the ring. And then he's like, he's still bragging about like, yeah, man, and it's like, no, like, Jake's better than you. Jake is a better boxer than you. If you see the way Jake talks in interviews, he's actually more humble about his approach and about how he talks about himself and the people around him. He's like, hey, I mean, I'm probably better than I think, but you know, I don't underestimate my opponents. Yeah, I talk trash, but you best be sure I'm gonna train as if they're the best fighter in the world and talk trash and deliver on my statements and back it up. But Logan does a lot of chirping, not a lot of backing up. And in a way, it almost feels like he's forcing this to be for him. And like, it's not really for him. It seems like he's forcing this to be for him. Jake, on the other hand, actually seems like he likes this and this like fits him well. But Logan just seems like, eh, I'm a brag. But like, he could only brag because he has something to go to if all else fails. And that's YouTube and podcasting. But like, Jake is almost treating this as if it's all he has. And I feel like that's probably the difference between the two. But Logan must be stopped. His arrogance, I was watching interviews in the past, his arrogance and his cockiness is like, come on, you're not even that good. Like, one time on Impulsive, he was like, you know, Jake is calling, saying I'm not a real fighter. And he said something along the lines of, I'm probably going to misquote him, but he said something along the lines of, for someone who gets beaten up by my sparring partners in practice, and in my mind, I'm thinking, well, aren't you supposed to get beaten up in practice and not in the actual fight? Like, that's just the reality. You're supposed to be beaten up, and you're supposed to be making the big mistakes in practice because that's where you're supposed to learn, rather than doing good in practice and looking terrible in the actual on actual fight night. This is just my opinion. But yes, Logan must be stopped. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.